The first time I saw Just Handsome, I was not awed. He was a small bay who had been lazing around the pasture for several months and didn't express a lick of interest in anything other than his next mouthful of grass. But his backstory was impressive. Born of successful racing stock, this little thoroughbred was designed for greatness. His sire, Summing, had been sidelined by a blood infection and not allowed to race in the Kentucky Derby, but went on to upset a Triple Crown bid by Pleasant Colony in 1981. His dam, Just Gorgeous, earned close to $200,000 in her 43-race career. When the stallion met the mare and she agreed to tango, stakeholders awaited the birth of a moneymaker. This coupling, they hoped, would produce the next racetrack messiah. One thing you should know about the thoroughbred racing industry, it likes a quick return on its investment. See, a foal born in winter and a foal born in summer are considered the same age. They are both deemed two-year-olds by the turn of their second year, although the foal born in summer is, by human standards, many months younger than his or her counterpart. Just Handsome proved to possess the running power of a Texas tornado, but it's highly possible he was almost a full year younger than his competitors when his training began. In horse world parlance, Handsome was an underperformer, horse meat, bound for glory by way of a dog food can. But he rallied when it counted most. Handsome won what would have been his last race before being hauled to the rendering plant. And that one win saved his life. As the story goes, the track veterinarian, a woman, witnessed his run that day. Impressed by his tenacious spirit, she bought him off the track and turned him out to pasture for 8 months. This was a kind act, one that allowed Handsome to heal both physically and mentally from the trauma of being asked to do way too much, way too soon. The picture gets cloudy here, but by a stroke of luck, he was sold to someone who sold him to someone who eventually sold him to me. It wasn't love at first sight. I liked big horses that liked me back, and this guy Handsome was short in stature and didn't care one way or the other about me. Enter Lydia Younger, a horse trainer so well-versed in trouble that she'd made a name for herself by identifying its root cause. She spoke a language I'd never heard before, but one that Handsome immediately understood. Under Lydia's tutelage and insightful gaze, Handsome and I began a conversation that never ended. Handsome became confident, steady, and trustworthy. My heart opened to him and his to me. First, we learned to dance. Then she taught us to fly. A few years later, real trouble showed up, torched my marriage, and emptied my pockets. Handsome was shuffled from one farm to another for several years, and my opinion on his care and handling no longer counted. Then 5 years ago, he was purchased by a woman who has been Handsome's saving grace and mine. By generously extending open visitation rights, she allowed me to reclaim my place in Handsome's heart. A month ago, the phone rang. Due to a severe health issue, Handsome's guardian can no longer keep him, the caller said. She wondered if I was in a position to take him back. Full circle, I thought. This must happen. How do I make this happen? Then I received a second call. Handsome had fallen down, and it wasn't the first time. He was frail and getting frailer. His time was near. I visited my old pal for the last time at the end of September. Two eternal friends, we reconnected immediately. Our conversation was easy, our constant touch warm and welcome. We sat in the sun, groomed one another, and shared an apple. We danced and played. Then, with our hearts filled, we bid a final farewell as he rejoined his herd in the North 40. I finally released attachment to my first real dance partner, Just Handsome. He was the little horse that could and did. He taught me more about patience and humility, about the true nature of horses. 2 days later, Handsome Spirit released all attachment to physical form and flew and flew and flew. I held on to a slick strand of his shiny black tail and watched the light in the sky move fast. Oh, Handsome, trouble no more.
If you've got the blues,